Late last month, an Akchin Indian Community Tribal Court ruled same-sex couples have the right to get married. That decision came 2 years after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. With me to talk about what the Akchin Court's decision means for other tribes is legal scholar Ann Tweedy. She's an in-house attorney for the Muckleshoot Tribe in Washington State and an adjunct professor at the University of Tulsa. And Ann, to you, what is the significance of this ruling?
I think it's very significant. It's only the second case that I've been able to find, so it's possible there are other cases out there because all tribes don't publish their decisions. But it's only the second case that I've been able to identify that addresses same-sex marriage. The first one was brought in the Cherokee Nation in 2005. So in that sense, it's very, very significant. And it's also the fact that the plaintiff was able to prevail and get a tribal DOMA struck down, a Defense of Marriage Act, is very, very significant as well.
Does a ruling like this give precedence for other similar cases that are either pending or yet to come in other Indian communities?
Well, it wouldn't be a binding precedent, but a lot of tribes look at other, especially related tribes, culturally related tribes, to see what they're doing. And you see that in the Akchin opinion as well, the special master's report. The special master, Professor Clinton, talks about the fact that the Salt River Pima Maricopa related tribe approved same-sex marriage. So I think that for the tribes that are related to Akchin, it would be very significant. And for other tribes as well, they would also take note, I think, of the decision and would vary about how much weight they would give it.
How big of an issue is this among Indian nations across the country, this issue of same-sex marriage?
Well, we saw a flurry of tribes passing same-sex marriage laws starting around 2006, 2007, and then up until a couple years ago. So I think it's an issue that tribes are looking at seriously. They do have very serious problems with, in many cases, with poverty and unemployment. So since those are maybe seen as more immediate, domestic violence is another one, same-sex marriage might get somewhat less attention in the tribal context, I would say, than it would in the state context. But I think it's still an extremely important issue.
Is there a sense that after this ruling, dealing with members of the Akchin community, that there might be other lawsuits to come in other tribes around the country, or that other tribes maybe will take proactive measures one way or the other based on this ruling?
My sense is that tribal members are less likely to sue on this issue. So when I researched the same-sex marriage in tribes in general, I found that usually this was that it was being passed legislatively, and it was due to the activism of tribal members. So it may inspire tribal members that are concerned about a tribal Defense of Marriage Act to lobby the legislature or create coalitions to try to overturn those laws. I think that's the more likely effect. It's possible it could inspire some plaintiffs as well, but since this is only the second case since 2005, it seems there aren't going to be a huge number of plaintiffs bringing suits as a result of this, I don't think.
What are you going to be looking for going forward on this issue within Native American communities?
I think that this decision will be inspiring to those tribal member activists that are trying to get some movement within their own tribes on same-sex marriage. I think it's very significant that the special master rejected the culture and tradition argument in this case because he didn't find that there was compelling evidence of a tribal culture and tradition against same-sex marriage, but there was a little bit of evidence out there. We saw in the Cherokee case, at least, that there was, although the plaintiffs ultimately prevailed in that case, there was a move to say that just a tiny bit of evidence of culture and tradition could overcome the arguments in favor of same-sex marriage. And we saw the special master reject that and say, no, we need something concrete suggesting that there's a culture and tradition that is in conflict with same-sex marriage before we can overcome the individual rights at issue here under the Indian Civil Rights Act and the tribal constitution.
Ann Tweedy is counsel for the Muckleshoot Indian Tribe in Washington. She's also an adjunct professor at the University of Tulsa. Ann, thanks a lot for your insights.
Thank you so much.